Good evening and welcome to our English evening services. Those of you that don't know me, my name is Donny. I think I've met most of you. Tonight I would really love to talk to you about amazing, endless love. So I want you to sit back and relax and just enjoy God's love and what He wants to speak into your heart. A few weeks ago, one morning around 2:30, my youngest 3-year-old came and he woke me up, and after that I just couldn't sleep. And you know, after half an hour turning and tossing and you can't sleep, I decided to start reading Bible. And I started with Ephesians, and when I got to chapter 3, verse 14 to 21, I just couldn't stop. I read it over and over and over, and I started to read it in different translations. And it was just this amazing next hour or two just spending time with the Lord. And I was so excited about this verse. And now it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, there's nobody to talk to and tell my wife, check this out. And she's sleeping. So I decided I'll leave that and I'll leave it to enjoy a sleep. And I visited with the Lord. So before we start, I just want to pray for us all and just prepare our hearts. Lord, I pray that tonight you will open our hearts and you open our ears and that you will come and touch us, Lord, like only you can. Lord, I pray that tonight you will come and just wash away our sins once again. Lord, if there's anything between me and somebody, anything that I did, I just pray that you will just come and cleanse us now, Lord, that there's nothing between you and me. I pray that you will just prepare our hearts now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I like it. So tonight, I want to make it a bit more interactive. So I'm going to read the scriptures, and then we're going to start discussing each verse. And I'm going to ask you to read along with me, that we get the word in, and hopefully one or two of these verses will just stick in your heart, and during the week, the Lord will come and remind you. All right. For this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father our God, Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, God, the first and ultimate Father. May He grant you out of the riches of His glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through His Spirit in your inner self. I've got another preacher here. Hallelujah. Indwelling your innermost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith, and may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints of God's people the width and length and height and depth of His love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, and that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God Himself. So can you start to see why I was so excited? There's just so many words and so many amazing promises here. Now, to Him who is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly more than all we dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all the generations forever and ever. Amen. By the end of the prayer, while I was preparing it, I was just so excited. I was actually on a plane when I did most of this sermon, and I was just so excited. I just wanted to jump up and down. So the first verse, verse 14, if you don't mind all reading aloud with me. For this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing we need to do tonight is just bow our knees. We just need to submit. We just need to just let God take over. We just need to say, Lord, you are the God that created everything, and I just want to bow my knees. There was a song that we sang a few evenings ago, From the Inside Out, and it said, your glory surpasses all fame. And I was thinking of your glory, Lord, surpasses all fame. And while we're in church and we're all holier than thou, and we are just like in this moment, it's easy to say that. And I was thinking of this candle that we look at, and we all are mesmerized by this candle, which is the fame of this world that excites us. The fame, and everybody knows my name, and the money, and my car, and my house, and whatever. And the Lord says, his glory surpasses all that. So imagine this little flame, this little candle burning here, and we switch on one of these spotlights. Imagine the comparison, and that's God's glory. So we do not bow to a mere king here on earth. We bow to the one that we cannot fathom the love. We cannot fathom his glory. We cannot enter it. We will be consumed. The second verse, verse 16, we're going to read again. So tonight I'll make sure you guys don't fall asleep. Let's read together. May he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. And your personality. He even wants to strengthen our personalities. So out of the riches of his glory, he wants to strengthen and energizes us. He's intimately involved in everything about us. He knows your thoughts. He knows the amount of hair that's on your head. He knows what you struggle with. He knows your desires. And this God who knows everything wants to be involved with us. He wants to, the word says, the Spirit yearns for us. I saw this video that, I don't know how many of you saw this video, but I saw this video of a human eye, and it zoomed into this eye, and it zoomed out of into the universe. And I was just standing in awe of, this is the God we serve. Through Jesus Christ, we can go into his presence. And he created everything. So I just want to invite you to have a look at this video and just think of, this is the God that created everything. And we've got access to him. Welcome. Thank you. How small do we feel? How amazing small do we feel if we just see it into perspective? And how much info is there deposited into us as a human being? And God intimately knows us. So the next verse, verse 17. So please read with me, obviously. Come. I just want to make sure everybody's still awake. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love. There's so many translations in English, but the one that really struck me with this, the God's Will translation, say, I also pray that love may be the ground in which you sink your roots and on which you have your foundation. Imagine this God that created everything wants to dwell in us. He wants to dwell in our hearts. So when we first give our lives to Christ, we invite Him in and say, God, come and live with us. And He lives within us. And we can talk not to a God that's out there somewhere, I don't know where He is. I can talk to my Savior, my Daddy, that's in here. I can talk to Him. And He wants to dwell with me. He wants to talk with me. I heard the other day on a radio station, K-Love, that we listened to, this gentleman said that he focuses on being gentle every day. He is intentional on being gentle. So he's not focusing on, I don't need to be rude, I shouldn't get angry, I can't do this, I can't do that. He said, I want to be intentional in being gentle. Now, can you imagine if we all serve from that point of just being gentle, just serving God out of love? The Lord says in His Word that everything we do, we should do it as if we do it unto Him. So if we do everything as if I do it unto Him, how can I not do it out of love? Then if I serve from my knees, if I'm on my knees serving, then how can it not be out of love? Verse 18. Let's read together. Be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of His love. Fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. And that is my teachings. Sermon's name tonight. That amazing, endless love. Can you experience God's amazing, endless love? Do we sit on this? And the reason why, when I showed my wife my teaching and said, okay, please come and, you know, crit me, give me the insight. And she said, are you really going to ask us to read it aloud? And I said, yes. I want us to get excited about this amazing, endless love. I want us to realize what God is really, really trying to tell us here. It's an amazing, endless love that He has for us. He's not like, we all have people around us that, I like you, you're kind of okay, and I like the way you chew, or I don't like the way you walk, or whatever. So I love you because you're my brother or sister in Christ, but I don't like you. God is not like that. God loves us. He adores us. In Zephaniah 3:17, those of you that know me, it's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, the Lord your God is in the midst, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love, making no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. In another translation, it says, He will joy over you with singing. So how many people do you know that will rejoice over you with singing? How many people is just like, oh, Corley, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so awesome. I'm not going to try to sing. But can you imagine how many people sing over you with love? How many people, and the Lord God Almighty says, a warrior who saves. He's a warrior. He's not this, he's a warrior, and He saves you. And He loves you. And He's excited about you. God's love knows no boundaries. There's no boundaries to his love. He said it in his word. There's no how deep, how wide, how his love can, we cannot fathom his love. I personally was brought up in a house where I tried to think and I couldn't remember one time that I received like an embrace or a hug or a kiss. We just didn't do that. It's just weird. And then when my mom was older, she tried to do it, and then I was just like very uncomfortable. But coming to Christ, not comfortable with this love, not understanding this love, I had to really dig deep into the Bible and into his word. And God said, what do you mean about this? And every day he still shows me things like this. And I get excited about the scripture and I will just read it 100 times over and over to understand his perfect love. Because his love, he says, making no mention of our past sins. So the stuff that you did this afternoon, it's cleansed. The stuff that you did last week, it's cleansed. He forgave us. If we forgive those who sin against us, it is washed away. If we ask him, he forgives us. He said when he died on the cross, he forgave all our sins, those that we have done and those that we are going to do. You know what? I love it when somebody like Paul says, that which I do not want to do, I do. That what I want to do, I don't do. I was sitting the other day on the airplane with this lady next to me, and I was watching this awesome movie of this guy just walking around and testifying and bringing people to Christ. And I'm like, and the Lord gave me a word. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. And how are you? And blah, blah, blah. And then I never gave it to her. The things I want to do, I didn't do. And God wants to just touch us. God wants to bless us. God, his love is, we cannot understand it. It is, our human minds are not, I mean, did you understand that eye and everything that goes into us? There's just a few medical people that will understand that. We don't. Tjeku, loer macht af my. So, I want us all to just get practical 1 second. And just put your hand on the person next to you. And so those of you that sit alone, just look around. Just put your hand on somebody, and we're just going to pray for each other. No, Flip. Uh-uh. That's not going to... He's like, okay, long distance touching. No, that's not going to work. Please put your hand. I'm not going to start praying until everybody's got a hand on somebody's shoulder or something. Okay, and let's just pray for the person we've got our hands on. Just close our eyes. Lord, we pray for the person next to me. Help them understand your love that has no boundaries. Open our hearts to experience more and more of your love. More and more of who you are. We pray this in the name of Jesus. And all God's people say, amen.
Amen. I like it.
I was afraid my preaching would be too long, but it looks like I'm on track here. So the next verse 19, let's read together. Are you all still awake? Are you all with me? So let's all read together. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. Hallelujah. I can just like read this verse over and over, and that would be enough for me. So 3 times in this one verse, the word experience comes in. So God is not this far off daddy that just like, hello, I love you, and that's it. He wants us to experience his love. He wants us to experience him. So how do you do that? How do you experience God? What do we need to do? What is the normal stuff that we keep ourselves busy with? Do we run around? Deval, this morning in his teaching, he mentioned it, that we are running around like crazy people. Are we constantly busy? Are we cursing or losing our tempers? Do we watch silly movies, horror movies, thrillers? Do we play violent video games and online games? Do we sleep around? Do we steal? Do we lie? Do we cheat? Or should we be this perfect little doll that just sits and sing gospel music all day long and don't say anything, we don't do anything? Is that how we experience God's love? It sounds so ridiculous. When I was typing this, I thought, but it sounds so ridiculous. Why would we want to experience God's love, but we're busy with crazy stuff, cursing, lying, stealing? But we're doing it. We are doing it. We are lying. We are cursing. We are losing our tempers because we are human. But what can we do to experience Him? How do we focus? How often do we focus on Him? How often per day do we worship Him? With music, without music? I can just imagine all the worship people, they just like every day, you know, playing instruments, la-di-da, they just like, you know, next level. You hear them laughing. Because they also just human. But how much time do we spend in the Word every day? In hunger to experience God's love. When we sing songs here in the church, how much do we sing? How much do we get upset when we don't know the words, or it's a new song, or somebody else that leads and I don't know the way he's singing it? And how much do we focus on what we sing, and do we focus on God? Do we deliberately focus our attention on God and what we sing, and we see Him? I see my daddy. I see myself sitting on his lap. I see myself just bowing before him. I see myself walking around with him, focused on God. So we all have one or two love languages. You know, you all know the five love languages that they say we have. It is acts of kindness, touch. Let me just make sure I don't have all of them. Touch, words of affirmation, gifts, acts of kindness, quality time. And I think we all love to get to receive gifts. But one day, one lady described her love language is gifts. When she wants to go and buy you a gift, she starts weeks in advance thinking of you, who you are, what colors do you like, what would you like, what do you do, what do you... And then she starts looking for that perfect gift and imagining every time when you use that gift, you're going to think of me. That's how she experiences gifts. That's next level. I mean, if it's somebody's birthday and it's mine, I'll buy you biltong, I'll buy you chocolates, depending if you're a man or a woman. So that's not my gift. But we also have spiritual gifts. What is your spiritual gift? What do you love to do? I love praying for you. I love praying for people. I love sending people prayer notes via WhatsApp. I love doing it. And I love worship music. My wife, I will just be singing or humming or whistling wherever I go. I told Corley the other day, she blessed us with a song. And I told her that our entire, we've got an open plan of about, I don't know, 100, 150 people on the floor. I think they all know the tune of that song because I was just humming it or whistling it or whatever. But that's my love language. How deliberate are we in spending time with God? He wants us to experience Him. But do we go out here and just go on with our lives? Or do we focus on Him, sing songs to Him, worship Him, spend time in the words? Are we every morning say, I am going to be kind? Not I'm going to try not to lose my temper. I'm going to try to be kind. I'm going to go from the place of on my knees, down on my knees. Just, Lord, now I can serve you. Now I can, how can I not now do this out of love? This is how we need to start. Now I need to get up here. So, we as a family are blessed every morning at around between 5 and 5:30. I wake my two eldest kids and my wife up and say, okay, it's time for prayer and time in the Word. And most of the time, my daughter Clarice or my son Darius wants to read. And I just sit and listen. I follow in the Word and I listen to them. And I can feel my spirit being fed. I can feel my spirit being filled. But I sit there with an expectation. I don't go and sit there and like, I wish I'm awake. I go and wash my face. I make sure I'm awake. I sit there with an expectation. I want to learn more. I want Him to open up His Word for us. I want to see more. I want to see Him breaking open the Word for us. I want to know more. I want to experience more. I want Him to feed my spirit. This afternoon, we went to Spar and, excuse me, and we were buying stuff for a salad, and I took green peppers, and it was this little small Oulika green peppers, and my daughter took it and said, I want to show mommy, and she took it and she went and she showed her mom the green peppers, and she came back and it was the green peppers I wanted to buy. And she put it back on the shelf. But I'm already, you know, I just go, go, go. I just want to get it done and get out of Spa. And she put it back. And when we started with the salad, I'm like, where's the green pepper? And she said, no, but I put it back. And I said, duh, I wanted to use it. And I was so little for her. I really wanted to have some green pepper. And my daughter said, Daddy, when I put it back on the shelf, something told me not to put it back. And something spoke in my heart and told me, this is the one that we need to buy. But I just thought, ah, man, you know, it's just my thoughts. And she put it back. And I was like, so excited. I'm like, do you know what's that? Do you know who just spoke there? It's not just our thoughts. The Holy Spirit just spoke to you there. He's guiding us in little things like green peppers. But He wants to speak to us. Verse 20. Let's read together. Now to Him who is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes or dreams, according to His power that is at work within us. This is... If any one of you have ever prayed for you, the chances that I've been praying this verse over you is quite good. I love this verse. Because the Lord is capable of doing so much more than we can think. So much more than we can dream. So much more than we can actually think of asking Him. When I was this little, shy, I showed my kids the other day a picture of what I looked like in matric. And I was literally like, I don't know if I weighed 60 kilos. It was this tiny little man. But when I was this, I mean, half of my class didn't know my name. So that's how shy I was. And I never. I was so off the road. I was, name it, and I was smoking since I was in standard 6, so grade 8. I was smoking, I was drinking I can't remember. So I've never thought of I'll be one day standing on the pulpit and be passionate in love with my dad. So the Lord's got a plan for each one of us. He's got a plan for you. And He loves you intimately. And He can do more than you can ever imagine. Amen. I like it. So, we see our lives as it happens. Today it went past, and You know, we see the day happening and we're going and we have a braai and then we do this and I prepare for the sermon and this is my day. And that's how I experience it. That's how the people around me experience it. But I heard one day a guy said that God is not limited to time. He created time for us to exist in. So for God, He's not limited and I wonder what He's going to do tomorrow. I wonder what's happening tomorrow. God is not limited to time. If we sit and we are looking at a parade and we see this parade just coming through around the corner, we see all the beautiful, I can't remember, floats, thank you my love, all these beautiful floats just passing by, that's how we experience it. Now imagine getting into a helicopter and you go up and you see where it starts and you see this float go where it starts, where it ends. God is not surprised by what's happening tomorrow. God is not surprised what's happening in December 2017 or 18. He knows because He's not subject to time. He knows everything. He knows when the word says when He created the world, He knew our steps. He knew already that tonight we will be sitting here. One of the words that really blesses me is that on the third row, super abundantly. The definition of the word super abundantly is exceedingly or excessively abundant, more than sufficient. So, what do we have to worry about? He wants nothing. There's nothing that we have to worry about. The devil will come and say, but you know, what about this and what about that? And will you actually do this? And what about our exams? Will we actually pass? What are they going to ask? Will I be mugged if I walked home tonight? Will I be okay if I go to sleep tonight? What will happen to me? In my personal capacity, I'm involved with anti-human trafficking organization. And so you hear horror stories. You hear things and I'm like, Lord, I'm never going to leave my daughter's hand again. But what do we do? Are we afraid all the time or are we just living abundantly and Lord, You can do much more than we can ever dream of. So how do the Lord talk to us? If you all just close your eyes for 1 second and ask the Lord, God, I want to pray for somebody tonight. Just wait and ask the Lord who you should pray for. And a picture or a name of somebody will come to mind. Just close your eyes 1 second. Did somebody's name or face come to mind? Did you find somebody's name? Is there somebody's face or name, somebody that just came to mind? Just give me an indication that you find that you hear somebody. So how did that happen? That's God talking to you. That's God laying somebody on your mind, on your heart. So imagine yourself, you take the phone and you find your dad or your mom. And you're like, Dad, please talk to me. What will they say? No, I don't want to put the phone down. No, it's like any time, my love, what do you want to talk about? What's on your heart? Now imagine God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. We say, God, please talk to me. You think He's going to say, no, press the red button. No, He wants to talk to us. And He just spoke to you. He just gave you somebody's name to pray for. He spoke to my 13-year-old daughter today. Just whisper in her ear. That soft, still voice. God wants to talk to all of us. We just need to be quiet and listen. And then my last verse, verse 21. To him be the glory in the church. Oh, sorry, let's all read together. Ah, half of you started already. Thank you. Okay, let's do it. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I just want to clap hands with him. The word says the rocks will praise him if we don't. Glory to God. He loves us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to spend time with us. He can do super abundantly more than we can think or dream of. He wants to dwell in us. That is the God I serve. There's a script that says, the mountains will melt like wax before the Lord. That is the God that I serve. He's my daddy. He's my father. He lives in me. I can talk to him every day, every moment. And he wants to guide me. And he's got good plans for me. And like the Vol said this morning, not because I'm a Christian, everything will go perfectly from now on. That's not what it's about. It's about a relationship with God. Because if God was only interested in us giving our hearts to him, the moment we got saved, we would have gone to him. He's not interested in us only getting saved. He wants us to have life and life in abundance. He wants us to enjoy life. My wife is frowning. Now I'm worrying what I said. So let's all just bow our heads and pray together. Lord, my dad, my daddy, my king, my father, the one true king and Lord that can do anything. God who's never surprised. The God who loves us. We love you and we want to serve you. And we want to know the richest experience of your presence. We want to experience your love in our lives, completely filled and flooded. Lord, just come and touch us now. Come and fill our hearts. We long for you. We long for more and more of you. As we just sit here and with closed eyes, and Lord, I just want us to imagine sitting on your lap, or walking on the beach with you, or running around. I see somebody dancing with him. I just want to spend time with you now. I just want to bow my knees and worship you for who you are. You created heaven and earth. You created me and yearn for me. You want to dwell within me. God, make me more intentional in my worship to you.